Welcome back, Real Estate Rockers. I'm Gail Feldman. This is Real Estate Talk with Soul. I'm in the studio still with Elizabeth O'Daly, the Mortgage Whisperer.
Thank you, Gail.
And we have a couple of guests today. They're married, by the way. So
They're a cute couple.
They're a really cute couple. They really are a cute couple. Catherine, I was going to say mañana, but you know what? It's only mañana, as her husband, Jocelyn, says, if you don't want to work with them. Then it's like, mañana, baby.
You spent a little too much time down south this weekend. I
know, right? But if you do want to work with them, it's actually Magaña. Catherine Magaña and Jocelyn Magaña. Catherine is a certified financial planner. She began her financial management career at Smith Barney, now Morgan Stanley Wealth Management, in 1999. And then she partnered with Steve Wolf and Cliff Wise in 2004. And she just goes on and on and on, the things that she's done and the things that she loves to do. We'll talk more about that in a minute. And Jocelyn, her husband, began his career with WWM Financial. He's actually not a certified planner. He's actually a wealth advisor. Jocelyn, like I said, began his career with WWM Financial in February 2014. So he had another career before this. First off, welcome, Catherine and Jocelyn.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. So what is the difference between a certified financial planner and a wealth advisor?
Well, I'm actually a certified financial planner. I actually took a couple years of studying six different modules and took several exams just to become certified.
Okay.
There was a two-day, 10-hour exam that I sat for and passed. So that allowed me to use the certified financial planning designation. So there's been some studying. I studied financial planning, retirement planning, estate planning, investments, insurance. So there was different modules that I studied, and then I sat for the two-day exam.
Okay, so it's a kind of a comprehensive title.
Yes.
You really look at everything. And
pretty much. I mean, really, before we give any type of investment recommendations, we like to sit down and look at everybody's full financial plan. We do factor in real estate, investable assets, whether it be 401ks. We look at businesses. So anything financial that ties into your financial picture, we factor that in.
Okay. And what about wealth advisor? What does that mean? And what is it that you can or can't do in comparison to the certified financial planner wife that you have? And do you get jealous?
No, actually, I don't get jealous, especially after I saw all of the work that she put in studying for the certified financial planner designation.
Oh, yeah. Then you were like, phew, honey, glad you did that, babe.
Well, I'm relatively new to the firm, and it really gave me a perspective of really what it takes besides the amount of blood, sweat, and tears and years of hard work that she's put into this business.
Yes.
In addition to that experience in the field, she's also put in the time improving her knowledge to be of better service to our clients.
Yes.
So, no, I'm actually very proud of her.
I know you. I'm just playing with you.
Yeah.
A wealth advisor. And the only reason why I bring it is because I'm just jealous of my wife. So that's all. I'm just saying it. Honey, I know you're listening. I'm a little jealous of you because anyway, you know why. But anyways, okay. Wealth advisor.
Big difference.
What is it?
I am licensed to give investment advice.
Okay.
Okay. So the big difference would be is I'm licensed to do that.
Okay.
She is certified that she can create a comprehensive financial plan.
Okay. Okay. You can give advice and she can give a plan.
Comprehensive plan.
A comprehensive plan. So together, you guys actually work as a team?
We do. I actually, at our company, there's eight of us, so we all work together. I actually have two portfolio managers on our team that pick individual stocks. We have different mutual fund models that we select, and really the investments come secondary. It's really getting to know our clients and figuring out what's their goals.
Okay.
And then we come up with the investment mix. But we are, Jocelyn does have his Series 65, which is a license to give investment advice. I do have that license as well, but we do have internally some portfolio managers and outsource some of that depending on the particular client and what the investment objectives and what type of strategy we want to put in place.
Okay. And Jocelyn, you were in real estate.
I was.
You were a realtor for a period of time.
I was.
But you got into this because your wife recruited you, basically.
Yeah, we were looking at – I'd always had an interest in this field. And as I'd mentioned before, in the background, I think I'd probably been a part of the company without – anybody seen behind the scenes. And at a certain point, we had to look at if I wanted to spend my energy going in a different direction.
Yeah.
And together, I think we work really well with our ideas and we complement each other well. And she asked me to come do some of the things that I was doing in real estate for her company, which is primarily the sales and marketing aspect of the organization.
Yeah, yeah. So what do you think, guys? I know what you're going to say. Okay, I know what you're going to say. All right. But I have to ask the question.
You do.
All right. I think so, don't I, Elizabeth?
I think so. I would have to ask
you. Will you whisper the question, Elizabeth?
Well, I'm only guessing what you're thinking. I don't know for sure.
But what do you think I'm
thinking? How do you like working together?
No!
What? I think that's a good question. I think that's a fantastic question.
That's so lame.
It is not lame. I want to know.
Of course they like. Look at them.
Well,
of course they like working together. Unless this is a big sham and this is a big act. Of course they like working together. My question is, what is a better investment? Real estate or stocks and bonds?
Okay, fine. That's a better question.
Thank you.
Okay, so looking at working with clients, we do recommend people have stocks, bonds, and real estate.
Okay.
Absolutely. That's kind of what our philosophy is, having a mix of all of it.
Okay.
But if you want the truth about what are the numbers,
yes.
Depending on the area and the time frame, and if it's a national or local, there's so many different variables.
Okay.
But if you look historically, stocks do outperform bonds in real estate.
Okay.
But there's some volatility and risk involved with that as well. So it's really a function of being diversified and having a mix of all of them, because at different phases of life, for example, if you're in retirement and you have a property that's paid for, you might get some income from that, and that's factored into your plan.
Right.
So it really depends on each investor, where they're at. Are they at the accumulation phase? Are they the distribution phase? Are they older? Are they younger? But, but looking at a full financial plan, typically investors have a mix of all three, and we do think that's important.
Okay.
But being truthful and looking at the actual statistics.
Those are the stats.
Okay.
But in terms of the stats, I don't know if you have them, in terms of wealth and the distribution of wealth in our country, how many people get wealthy on real estate versus stocks and bonds? Isn't there a greater chance of getting wealthy if you have real estate assets that you hold on to versus stocks and bonds? Or is it equal or is it not?
Or if you hold it for, let's say you have a 30-year period, right? You have a loan for 30 years.
Yes.
And you have, here's a good example, right? You own a property for 30 years.
Right.
We know that there's going to be trends and market movement in both situations, but which is provides more stability and which would provide possibly more rate of return?
Yeah.
Over a 30-year period, stocks do outperform real estate and bonds, but once again, we think real estate is a great investment. And also there's the other aspect is the kind of behavioral side of you want to own something, you can feel it, touch it, pay it off and you own it. So it's just a different type of, there's a lot that goes into it. It's not just the investment. So I don't know if Jocelyn, if you have anything
else. I think I'll kind of chime in on this because being on both sides, this is a question. It is a great question,
right?
By the way, because I was in real estate for 10 years and she was on the security side for those 10 years. And we would be at dinners and people would ask us this exact question.
Right.
And to a certain degree, I love real estate.
Yeah.
And I love what it can do, and I love the power of real estate, and it's an exciting field. And,
yes.
And I love stocks as well. So I've come to realize that it's not an either-or question.
Yes, yes.
It's a what's appropriate question.
Yes.
Okay, and then you got to start looking at the subclasses of real estate. Because when we think real estate, most people think houses.
Right.
Right? They think housing.
Right, right.
But there's so much more to real estate
so much more.
Than just houses. There's land. There's commercial, there's healthcare, and all these change with the different regulations in our government. So the answers are changing all the time, and people are changing all the time. So it's exciting when you bring that up when I think about that question, because when you look at each person's overall plan,
yes,
okay, you've got to go, okay, is a growth vehicle the best vehicle for this person right now?
Right.
And what mix should we put that in?
You know what? I love that you are talking about the mix of everything. I love that you were in real estate for 10 years because it gives you that balance. The fact that you two are working together with that mindset is fantastic. If people want to talk with you about their portfolio, what to do next, how can they reach you? Best cell phone or best number?
Yeah, our direct line is
760-692-692.
5190.
692-5190. That's 760. All right. So thank you so much, guys, for joining us. And when we come back, we're going to actually talk about our neighborhood of focus, which is UTC. I didn't mention that at the beginning of the show. UTC. And our property of focus, which is 7928 Camino Tranquilo. When we come back with Real Estate Talk with Soul.
This San Diego Financial Literacy Center.